Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name's Dean. I'm the lead pastor here and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And I really do appreciate you taking the opportunity week in, week out, day in, day out to be with us and to start your day in prayer. We started a brand new series this past weekend called Well Known. And the big idea for this series is that one conversation can change everything. We're looking at what does it mean to be both a great commandment and a great commission Christian. And the reason for that is that I think we know we live in a world that tends to divide people into us versus them categories. You're either with me or you're against me. And in John chapter 4, which we're going to look at for the next 4 weeks, what we find is that Jesus is constantly on mission. He really does keep the main thing, All right, it's great commandment life, it's great commission life. We need both of those aspects to be driving our spiritual development. So in the beginning of John chapter 4, really Jesus focuses, or John focuses on Jesus's development of the disciples, his empowerment of them. And so we talked a lot about how we are trying to empower and develop young leaders, right? Because there's always that confusion with young leaders of, exposure and experience, right? In other words, by exposure, I mean just because you know it or just because you can Google it, right? That's very different than leading with experience and wisdom. And one of the great things about being an older Christian leader, right, is that you've been through some things, you've seen some things. A friend of mine named Crawford Loritz says that by the time you get older in ministry, you've got some water in your mouth, but you didn't drown. Right, so we know what that's like watching younger leaders lead. I think as older leaders, it's important for us to make sure that we're not a wet blanket on the passion of young leaders. And so we spent some time talking about how, we really want to partner with parents to help serve alongside of their kids, so their kids see authentic spirituality in their parents, and they see elements of the Great Commission in their lives. And so we ran through, and what are opportunities there, and jump back in serving the generation that's behind you. What are opportunities there and serve the city, right, in the context of life groups. Then Jesus, because the Pharisees understood of what he was doing and equipping the disciples and how many people they were baptizing, Jesus, I think, sought to get away from the Pharisees, and he was guided by his father into Samaria because the Pharisees just wouldn't follow him there. And there was this barrier that existed between the Jews in Galilee and in Judea in the south, and the Samaritans who were in the middle. And it was racial. And next week we'll learn that it's also sexual, it's gender-based, right? It's men versus women. But we really focused this week on the fact that Jesus intentionally went to Samaria to have a conversation, to sit by a well, to let this lady know that she was known. So really, we talked about this idea of where is the well in your life? Where is it that you regularly interact with people who are not yet people of faith, that you're praying for them, that you're investing in them, and what is it gonna take for you to invest to the point, maybe even over the span of years, to where you're gonna see people eventually come to faith in Christ. So I'm gonna pray that into our day and into our week, and then give you the opportunity to do the same. Father, we do pray for that. We pray for those moments, those opportunities today to invest in others, people who don't look like us, act like us, think like us, vote like us, believe like us. God, that we would see the bigger picture, the eternal picture, that you would make us both great commandment and great commission believers today. Bring us opportunities to have God conversations and to share our faith, and we'll lean into you, the power of your Spirit, to do what we cannot do to bring change in people's lives. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.